Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break Italian, Season 3, Episode 37. Ciao a tutti, bentornati a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Salve a tutti e io sono Francesca.
Come stai, Francesca?
Benissimo, Mark. Sono contenta perché oggi è una bella giornata di sole.
Sì.
E voglio pranzare fuori
ah,
oggi.
Ah, che bello, che bello. Allora, questa settimana io voglio pranzare fuori, ma in Italia.
Ah,
perché vado in Italia.
Veramente?
Sì, vado a Verona.
Che bello!
E poi a Bolzano.
Benissimo, non sapevo.
Allora, ti spiegherò tutto dopo.
Sono curiosa. Allora dai, sbrighiamoci.
Sbrighiamoci. Allora, puoi spiegarci quello che è successo nell'episodio precedente?
Sì, certo. Our previous episode ended on a slightly sad note with our three friends eventually reaching le torrette, but apparently for nothing, per niente, because they didn't really find anything there. And this caused a little bit of animosity among the three of them, which resulted in Alessandro deciding, with a lump in his throat, con un nodo alla gola, to continue his search on his own.
That's right. He said that famous, that excellent expression, me la caverò da solo.
Sì, sì, sì.
Well, he's not solo because we're all together listening to this episode and we're going to listen to the follow-up now for episode 37. Allora, bando alle ciance.
Sì, dai, diamo inizio alle danze.
Capitolo 7. Giovedì 14 luglio. Ore 12. Alessandro si svegliò tardi. Aveva dormito male, girandosi e rigirandosi tutta la notte nel letto, ed era ancora arrabbiato per il comportamento dei suoi amici. La mamma cercò di capire il motivo del suo visino imbronciato, ma Alessandro fece finta di niente. Rimaneva comunque determinato a scoprire la verità e a mezzogiorno si diresse con Stella verso casa di nonna Nina per il pranzo. Una volta arrivato, le raccontò quello che era successo alle torrette, sottolineando che non avevano trovato nulla di interessante. Guardò la nonna negli occhi e la supplicò di dirgli tutto, ma proprio tutto tutto. «Forse non dovrei dirtelo», disse la nonna, mentre girava il ragù con fare preoccupato. La curiosità di Alessandro era alle stelle. Se la nonna non gli avesse detto quello che sapeva, sarebbe impazzito. La nonna spense il fuoco e si sedette accanto al nipote. «Vedi, quando ero piccola, giravano strane voci sulle torrette. Si diceva che una volta all'anno, verso metà del mese di luglio, le torrette proiettassero un'ombra che indicava la posizione di un tesoro. Ma ovviamente è solo una leggenda». Alessandro si mise a riflettere. Se la storia dell'ombra era vera, allora si spiegava perché non avevano trovato niente alle torrette. «Ma Ale, ti ripeto, è solo una leggenda. Promettimi che non andrai a cercare questo tesoro», disse la nonna seria. «Potrebbe essere pericoloso». «E perché mai, nonna?» «Chissà, potrebbe ancora esserci della gentaglia che sta cercando il tesoro. D'accordo, nonna. Non farò niente. Ero solo curioso. Non ti preoccupare, promise Alessandro. Ma stava mentendo.
Stava mentendo. At the end we know that exactly what is going to happen next,
sì,
I think.
Sì, sì, mi sa che c'è un indizio molto chiaro qui.
Allora, cos'è successo in questo episodio?
Well, in this episode we see that Alessandro wakes up quite late and still kind of angry because of what happened the day before.
That's right, and his mother tries to understand what's going on, but he pretends that everything is okay. He doesn't want to reveal all the details.
Esatto. However, he's still determined to get to the bottom of this story, of this mystery. And that's why he decides to go and see his nonna Nina for lunch.
At lunch, he tells her what happened at Le Torrette and he begs her to tell him all that she knows. And being an older lady and someone who has lived in the village for many years, I think she's got some information to share.
See, and that's why she switches off the fire where the ragu was cooking and decides to sit down with him to have a word with him.
I think the fact that she switches off the ragu really tells us
molto
that,
simbolico.
Molto simbolico. There's lots to come. So she starts telling him that when she was a child, there were rumors that once a year in mid-July, the Torrette projected a shadow which indicated the position of a treasure.
Exactly.
Ooh, it's getting exciting now.
See. And she also stresses that this is only a legend. And she asks Alessandro not to look for the treasure at all because it could be very dangerous.
That's right. There might be some bad people after the same treasure. And Alessandro promises to be good, but as we saw, stava mentendo.
Stava mentendo proprio, sì.
One thing I liked about this, well, apart from the turning off the ragù, which I loved, I liked that we saw imbronciato again.
Di nuovo, sì, sì.
We saw the broncho, the sulk, mm-hmm. and then imbronciato, sulky or sullen or something like
sì.
that.
I think it's good when you learn a new word, which is not a very common word, mm-hmm. and then you hear it again and you can recognize it. It's such a rewarding experience.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's stop there because we will go through the text in detail in our bonus episode, which you can find at coffeebreakacademy.com, of course. But before we finish, Francesca, c'è forse ancora una cosina?
Sì, devo dire che anche per questo episodio c'è ancora una cosina.
Dai.
Okay, the idiomatic expression I've chosen for today's cosina refers to how probably Alessandro felt when he woke up at the very start of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
And in Italian, when someone wakes up being a little bit grumpy or in a bad mood, we use this idiom, svegliarsi con la luna storta.
Svegliarsi con la luna storta.
Sì.
So to wake up with the moon storta, twisted?
Sì, storta means that it's not straight, but
yeah.
It's like
a squinty moon.
Sì, a squinty moon.
So it's like when you get up on the wrong side of the bed.
Sì, esatto, which is also something that we can say in Italian, alzarsi con il piede sbagliato.
Ah, you get up with the wrong foot.
Sì, sì,
okay.
Sì.
So it's very important to put the correct foot.
Uh-huh,
it might be right or left, but it's got to be the correct foot.
Esatto.
Down on the ground first. I like it. So this is not just una cosina.
A lot
sono
of
due
cosine. Sì, and I can add a third one because the idea of la luna storta can also be applied to the whole day. So when you see that a person is a little bit moody, a little bit grumpy, you can just say that this person ha la luna storta.
Ah, okay. So you can get up with the luna storta,
sì.
So svegliarsi con la luna storta, you can avere la luna storsa,
sì,
storta,
sì.
And you can also alzarsi con il piede sbagliato.
Esatto, sì, molte
wow.
cosine.
Wow, 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 that's definitely filled up our tank of cosine for
wow.
this episode.
Sì, un serbatoio di cosine.
Grazie mille, Francesca.
Grazie a te, Mark.
E alla prossima.
A presto, ciao ciao.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radio Lingua Network. Copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.